Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Olivia Love, L-O-V-E, addresses 22669 Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, Road, Red Bluff, California, 96080-8877. Phone is 530-200-2256, cell 530-529-0497. Date of birth is 11-8-1953. Her ID is XXXXX-5745. Year-old, retired woman, insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross, pharmacy is CVS-Red Bluff. It is addressed to Lena, L-E-N-A-J-E-S-R-A-N-I-F-N-P, ...2833 Long Branch Drive, Cottonwood, California, 96022-8701. Phone 530-347-3418. Fax 530-528-4423. The clinical indication, findings of right hemiplegia with right foot drop and tremor following cerebral infarction. Dear Lena Jisrani and professional colleagues, Olivia Love returned today for neurological reevaluation and follow-up. New paragraph. She was originally seen on November 16th. I'm sorry, on October 8, 2021, with her findings of paresis and foot drop on the right and a rhythmic right-sided moderate tremor. New paragraph, her imaging procedures of the brain completed on October 31st, 2020, showed a susceptibility artifact in the right external capsule consistent with prior infarct involving the posterior and peripheral aspect of the right basal ganglia. There were some minor frontal periventricular ischemic white matter changes, comma, scattered corona radiata white matter foci, left greater than right. There was some minor susceptibility artifact along the posterior medial aspect of the left temporal lobe / tentorium. These findings were consistent with the old infarction in the right posterior peripheral basal ganglia, right external capsule, residua prior hemorrhage. follow-up post-contrast imaging was suggested. New paragraph. MR of the cervical spine completed on October 31st, 2020 showed a 2-millimeter disc herniation with cord contact C3-C4. Subparagraph, there's a 1-millimeter disc protrusion C4-C5. New subparagraph, a 1 millimeter less than one, that is less than 1 millimeter disc herniation C5-C6, producing some mass effect about the cord with central stenosis. A 2.5-millimeter disc extrusion extending to 4 millimeters inferiorly with cord contact was seen as C6-C7 with no neuroforaminal stenosis. Nerve root sheath cysts were seen at C6-D7, C7-T1. New paragraph. This produces straightening of the expected cervical lordosis with a levoconvex scoliosis of the cervical thoracic junction. New paragraph. Initial radiograms of the right foot, September 28, 2021, shows osteopenia with no fractures or other findings. There are some developing tiny calcaneal spurs. New paragraph. Following her initial examination, she was prescribed a foot brace for her foot drop on the right. New paragraph. This is a consequence of her basal ganglia infarction, a form of distal paresis. New paragraph. She returned today indicating that she is using her foot brace, but she cannot use it all the time. Subparagraph. She develops distal edema in the foot with some swelling and associated pain. New paragraph, in consideration of this, she has seen the spectrum brace people who advised a compression hose or stockings to begin with on the left foot, which was discussed today, where she will obtain these online. New paragraph. In consideration for her tenderness, I've given her a prescription for an apothecary cream to modify her tenderness pain. New paragraph. In consideration for her history and presentation, she will need bone density body testing if this has not been accomplished. New paragraph. Osteopenia in the distal extremity can be a consequence of the development of a painful reflex dystrophy, which may be responsive to further intervention. New paragraph. A report will be sent to Spectrum for provision of her brace. New paragraph. I will see her for reevaluation and follow-up with further recommendations and my signature.